everyone, I am teacher Alvin Bidikapia of Villare Elementary School. I just want to passionately welcome and thank you for joining us today. I'm indeed glad that you're with us because this podcast is specially designed for you. I am certain that part of your childhood are playing balls, Rubik's Cube, and Tumbang Preso that will keep you physically and mentally healthy and strong. These kinds of games are very important in our health, right? Are you familiar with the objects used in those games? Like Rubik's Cube, ball, and tin can? What do these objects represent? Yes, they represent solid figures. Just relax and enjoy as I give you an enjoyable and exciting learning experience. I want to remind you, my dear learners, that after this podcast episode, you will be able to identify the faces of solid figure. Let's start. Solid figures are three-dimensional figures that have length, width, and height. A polyhedron is a solid figure whose sides are all polygons. Each side is called face. Two faces that intersect in a line segment is called an edge. Two edges that intersect in a point is called vertex. A prism is a polyhedron with exactly two faces that are congruent and parallel. These faces are called bases. Other faces are called lateral faces. Some examples of prisms are cube. A cube is a prism with two square bases. It has four lateral faces. With a real-life representation of object like Rubik's Cube, dice, and ice cubes. How many faces does a cube have? Yes, there are six faces. Rectangular prism composed of rectangular base and four rectangular lateral faces represented by stick of butter, refrigerators, and cereal boxes. So how many faces does the rectangular prism have? Right, there are six faces. Triangular prism composed of triangular bases and three rectangular lateral faces represented by your favorite Toblerone. How many faces does a triangular prism have? Yes, it has five faces. Pentagonal prism has two pentagonal bases and five rectangular lateral faces represented by Pentagon Laboratories, booth or rooms. How many faces does it have? Right? Seven faces. Pyramid is a polyhedron whose base is a polygon and a lateral faces are triangles. They are also named according to the shape of each base, just like prisms. Examples are rectangular pyramid. It has one rectangular base and four triangular lateral faces represented by Egyptian pyramid. So how many faces does a rectangular prism have? Yes, it has five faces. Triangular pyramid has one triangular base and three triangular lateral faces represented by Egyptian pyramid. So how many faces does it have? Yes, there are four faces. Square pyramid has one square base and four triangular lateral faces, represented also by an Egyptian pyramid. How many faces does a square pyramid have? Yes, There are 5 faces. Other solid figures have curved surfaces. Examples are sphere. It's a curved surface of points that are all of the same distance from the center, represented by earth, marbles, and balls. So how many faces does it have? Yes, it's only one face. Cone has one circular base with a curved surface. How many faces does it have? Yes, there are 2 faces. Cylinder has 2 circular bases that are congruent and parallel with curved surface, represented by soda cans, canned goods, candles, and paint cans. So how many faces a cylinder have? Yes, it has 3 faces. Focus on the following activities and try to analyze the given description, then identify what solid figures is being described. Ready? Number 1. It has 1 triangular base and 3 triangular lateral faces. Yes, it is a triangular pyramid. Number 2. It has 1 rectangular base and 4 rectangular lateral faces. Yes, it is a square pyramid. Number 3, has 1 square base and 4 triangular lateral faces. Yes, a square pyramid. 4, a prism with a square base. All its faces are square. Yes, a cube. Number 5, is a curved surface of point that are all of the same distance from the center. Very good, it's a sphere. Number 6, has 1 circular base. Yes, it is a cone. Number 7, has 2 circular bases that are congruent and parallel. Yes, a cylinder. Number 8, has 1 rectangular base and 4 triangular lateral faces. Yes, a triangular pyramid. Number 9, has 2 pentagonal bases and 5 rectangular lateral faces. Yes, a pentagonal prism. Number 10, has 1 square base and 4 triangular lateral faces. Very good, it is a square pyramid. Let's have another activity. Identify the solid figure that is represented by the following real object. So let's start. First, a die. Yes, very good. A cube. Second, an orange. Yes, it is a sphere. Third, a shoebox. Yes, a triangular pyramid prism. Fourth, a carrot. Right, it's a cone. Fifth, soccer ball. Yes, it is a sphere. Sixth, a can of sardines. Yes, a cylinder. 7, an Egyptian pyramid. Yes, it's a square pyramid. 8, a Toblerone chocolate. Very good, a triangular prism. Next, a pentagonal booth. Right, a pentagonal prism. And lastly, a wristwatch box. Yes, very good, it's a cube. I'm pretty sure that you already understand our lesson. So let's have another activity. Just answer me fact if the statement is true and bluff if it is incorrect. Ready? A square pyramid has 5 faces. Yes, it's true. A cone has a curved surface and 1 circular base. Yes, it's true. A pyramid is a polyhedron. Yes, it's true. A sphere is a solid figure with only 1 curved surface of point that are all of the same distance from the center. Yes, it's true. A cone has 2 circular base. Yes, it's a bluff. A pyramid has a rectangular faces. Yes, it's a bluff. A cube has 4 square faces. Very good, it's true. With the given activities, I am sure that you can now identify the faces of solid figures. For you guys to understand better the concept, let's try to remember the faces of the different solid figures. A cube has 6 square faces. A triangular prism has 5 faces, 2 triangular bases, and 3 rectangular lateral faces. A pentagonal prism has 7 faces, 2 pentagonal bases, and 5 rectangular lateral faces. A pyramid is a polyhedron whose base is a polygon and the lateral faces are triangle. They are also called according to the shape of its bases. A rectangular pyramid has 5 faces, 1 rectangular base, and 4 triangular lateral faces. A sphere is a curved surface of point that are all of the same distance from the center. Cone has 1 circular base. Cylinder has 2 circular bases that are congruent and parallel. This has been your podcast teacher, Mr. Alvin Bidikapya, leaving you the message, knowledge is power. Guys, I would appreciate much if you rate, like, and share this episode, plus of course, leave your comments below. You might as well message me via my messenger with my name, Alvin Bidikapya, or my mobile number, 0905-966-3221. Be with us again in the next podcast episode. Thank you and I love you all. Bye-bye.